than 100,000 remain. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. That's a number Ukrainian officials are giving on how many citizens remain trapped in the besieged city of Mariupol. Fox's Jeff Paul has the latest from Lviv.
Some headway has been made, and we're hearing some people have managed to escape. They claim Russian forces aren't allowing people to leave due to the constant bombardments, and they're not allowing aid to filter into the city. Ukrainian officials say there is strong proof that Russian forces are now withdrawing from in and around the capital city of Kyiv, and even the city has been liberated. But Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is warning of a catastrophic situation. He says Russian forces are leaving mines around homes, abandoned equipment, and even in the bodies of those who've been killed.
Several Ukrainian parliament members met with lawmakers in Washington asking for more military assistance and heavy weapons. Yevhenia Kravchuk on how much is enough.
When Ukraine kicks out Russian soldiers from our soil, that's when the moment I can say it's enough. By that time, we are standing, we're fighting.
Pentagon approved an additional $300 million on Friday. Ukrainian President Zelensky told Fox's Brett Baer that Ukraine needs global support for the war and for the long term. Amazon workers on Staten Island agreeing to form the first union in the company's history. Fox's Lauren Green has more from New York City.
Amazon workers on New York Staten Island celebrated this week's vote to unionize. The landmark tally, accomplished without any support from national labor organizations, by the way, is seen as a referendum against big business for usurping too much power to the detriment of the workers who help bring in the profits.
Amazon says it's disappointed because they believe it's best for the employees to have a direct relationship with the company. America is listening to Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The jobs report for March shows strong hiring momentum. Details from Fox's Hillary Barsky.
Stocks kicked off the month in the second quarter in the green after the Labor Department delivered a robust jobs report for March as COVID cases eased and more workers jumped back into the labor force. Employers added 431,000 jobs during the month, marking 11 straight monthly gains above 400,000, the longest stretch of growth in records dating back to 1939. The unemployment rate ticked lower to 3.6%. From 3.8%, quickly approaching the February 2020 pre-pandemic rate of 3.5%. Job gains were broad-based, with the biggest increases in leisure and hospitality, followed by professional and business services and retail. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
This past week, Russia said it was moving toward a new democratic order with China. One U.S. lawmaker says it's time to move away from China.
Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott told the Fox News Rundown podcast this past week that Admiral Phil Davidson, the retired commander of the U.S. Indo-Pacific Command, has predicted China will invade Taiwan in the next 6 years. Scott says if that is the case, we need to prepare so we're not scrambling to retract our supply chains later.
Stop buying their things, and every American company says, I'm going to stop doing business with China. It'll take a while, but we got to get there.
He said that means companies need to leave China now and not wait for China to invade, not wait for China to say this.
Oh, yeah. If you defend Taiwan, we're not going to let you have any pharmaceuticals. What are we going to do?
The big push has to be on semiconductors, chips, as most of the higher end ones we use are made in Taiwan. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints today opened its twice-yearly conference, with top leaders expected to deliver speeches to thousands of in-person attendees for the first time since the onset of the coronavirus pandemic. I'm Joe Chiu, Fox News.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.